While it was neighbors, state troopers, local EMS, and a LifeMed helicopter that made sure Otis Orth got safely to Providence, Alaska Medical Center in Anchorage, the hero of the day is his 2-year-old golden retriever, Amber. Without her, Orth, a resident of Trapper Creek, says he would probably not have survived his ordeal. Orth was driving his snow machine from his homestead near mile 17 of the Petersville Road on Sunday when he hit a hollow snowdrift. His machine bucked, throwing him nearly 50 feet away. The snow machine then kept going for about 40 yards, stopping in a thicket. At first, Orth says he could not move at all.
I was laying on my left side with my left arm behind, sticking out behind me, and my right arm sticking out in front of me, and I couldn't move nothing.
Eventually, Orth was able to roll onto his back. After a while, he heard snow machines. Because he had sunken into the snow, however, Orth couldn't be seen from the trail. He says at that time he was nearly unable to speak to send his dog to try to find them. Since it was Sunday afternoon, Orth says that most of the trail users from the weekend had left, meaning he was going to have to spend the night unable to move in freezing conditions.
And my dog, you know, kind of just laid across my belly there and my right side. And, you know, I just kept my mind occupied watching the stars and stuff and the northern lights. And
on Monday morning, Otis Orth says he would occasionally hear snow machines and would try to send Amber to find them, but she refused to go more than about 40 yards from him. In the early afternoon, Orth says he knew he was running out of chances when he heard engines one more time.
I heard these couple snow machines coming in. They weren't very far away, so I just kind of psyched Amber up. Go get them, girl. See who's out there, you know, because she likes to ride on the snow machines and stuff. But she knew something was wrong.
This time, Amber ran all the way into the trail and was noticed by Tom Taylor and his brother, who were out riding. Taylor says that the dog approached and followed multiple times. Eventually, he says his brother prevailed on him to stop and check out what was going on, since Amber was obviously agitated. They dismounted, but Amber was no longer coming toward them. Instead, she was just sitting. Tom and Maynard Taylor decided to take a closer look.
Maybe halfway over there, I start to see a sort of a black object on the snow. There's no trees around, you know, this is open swamp. And it turns out it was the guy's knee. Sort of, he had it pulled up towards his body, was on his back. And, of course, when I got closer, we saw it was a person.
The Taylor brothers spoke to Orth, who said he was unable to move. Maynard got back on his snow machine and drove to the trailhead, where he called 911. The Alaska State Troopers and Trapper Creek EMS responded. In addition, Orth's neighbors were notified and began bringing anything that might help him warm up, from heat pads to hair dryers. The group stayed with him until a LifeMed helicopter arrived at about 4 p.m. He's currently being treated at Providence for his injuries as well as frostbite to his left foot. Otis Orth says that he doesn't think he could have made it another night. During the phone interview from his hospital room, he thanked the pilot, troopers, EMTs, neighbors, and snow machiners that decided to stop. Tom Taylor told Orth who he thinks is really responsible for his surviving the incident.
I told him, I said, your dog, I think, saved your life here.
For KTNA, I'm Philip Manning.